It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Marcellus shale drilling is a growing industry in Pennsylvania. Our reviewer, Ray Beal, relates his personal experiences to an author's account of the issues surrounding gas drilling.
Let's say you own some land here in Pennsylvania. And let's imagine a representative of a natural gas company knocks on your door. The company wants to drill down to the Marcellus Shale, and he wants you to sign a paper to allow them access to your property. He calls this new exploration process fracking, short for hydraulic fracturing. Signing the paper means quick cash, and times are tough. He assures you that the drilling will be only a minor inconvenience, and he hints at the possibility of a lot more money if gas is found. So what would you do? Sign the paper and take the money? Hold out for a better offer? Slam the door? My neighbors in Clearfield County have been fielding offers like this one for years now. These landmen visited one woman who owns a small farm a couple of hours from me in northeastern Pennsylvania. And not knowing what to do, she called her son, who happens to be a writer, named Seamus McGraw. He promised his mom that he would investigate this new industry that is suddenly all around us. The result is a book entitled The End of Country, Dispatches from the Frack Zone. This is a book about real people, local people, and McGraw weaves the stories of those people to paint a picture of how fracking has impacted many people in our region. McGraw interviewed both advocates and opponents of the gas rush, but I was entranced because he also tells us why these individuals react the way they do. His words allowed me to get into the heads of the winners and the losers in this high-stakes game. This is not the first time that the energy industry has promised prosperity to Pennsylvania. Each new discovery brought an influx of new jobs, of new families and ideas. This isn't just about the economy or the environment of our area. It is about our culture. McGraw visited working drilling sites and gives a vivid picture of what having the rigs come to your neighborhood really means and the changes, both temporary and permanent, that result. I've lived in Pennsylvania for over 60 years. I thought I knew something about gas drilling. But this book helped me understand that fracking is very, very different from the natural gas industry of years past. McGraw gave me an insightful and colorful glimpse into an industry that is bringing both new technology and new people to the Pennsylvania wilds, and how these newcomers will touch those of us who are longtime residents. Even if no salesperson ever knocks on your door, this new industry is here to stay and is already changing your community. Seamus McGraw tells us how.
That book is The End of Country by Seamus McGraw. Our reviewer, Ray Beal, is a retired United Methodist pastor from Treasure Lake. He says homes in his area are being bought by people who work for drilling companies. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.